It's 7:45 from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. We have a special edition of Live and Local. And my guest today is Strawberry Olive. She is the producer and license holder for TEDx Omaha. You've heard of TED Talks? Well, TEDx Omaha is where you would encounter that type of activity here in this city. Strawberry, welcome. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
There's an event that you have happening on Saturday, October 27th at Creighton's Harper Center, and it's a TEDx event. Now, tell us about the event.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So TEDx Omaha is now in its ninth year. Each year we have a main event. It's around this sort of time. And it's in a TED-like mode, which means that we have a number of speakers, we have a theme, and let's
define TED for those who may not know. What does TED mean?
Right. Yes. So TED, the initials actually stand for Technology Entertainment Design, and it started back in 1984 with a conference based actually on those three around those three elements, and since then, it's sort of developed and it's actually become much broader, but we still keep the sort of the TED, the TED. And it's now spread out so that at a local level, you can have, as you said, a TED-like experience that's organized by local people, that for the most part involves local people. So local people in the community who are doing great things, who have ideas worth spreading. And we provide a platform for them at the TEDx Omaha event to, in less than 18 minutes, share their story.
18 minutes each, just to be clear.
Or less.
Right,
or
less. Less, sure.
Or less. I think 5 minutes is the...
But one of the advantages, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that one of the advantages of for example, TEDx Omaha is you can conceivably have a TED event where speakers from around the country are showing up to talk about their ideas. But in this particular case, a TEDx Omaha event is one that is sensitive or tailor-made to the mm-hmm. city, to the issues, to the thoughts, to what's happening here in Omaha. So there's a bit of customization there, isn't there?
Very much. And each TEDx license holder and producer has the ability to craft things in a slightly different way. So there's nothing to say that we couldn't bring speakers in who have these great ideas from outside of the metro and outside of the Nebraska-Iowa arena. We just, as a team, are very, very conscious and very focused on let's elevate the ideas that are awesome within our community. Let's get these stories told and let's inspire our community to do great things themselves and also to come forward and tell us what they're doing, because the speakers come from the community. And if you don't come forward, then we can't help you craft your idea into a TEDx talk.
Sure. So your organization here in Omaha also helps people refine their TED talk?
Oh, most definitely. So at the beginning of the year, we'll come up collectively with a theme that we want to explore. This year, it's Time to Engage, which is a very sort of broad theme. We'll put out a call for speakers saying, please come forward. TED is very clear. We're not a political platform. We're not a religious platform. We're not here for people to promote their books, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're not for motivational speakers. This year we had 140 send in an application. We ask a series of questions, including their idea.
And is it only a paper application, or is there a video involved as well? If you've already created one of a talk that you're fond of,
we do ask people. We say, if you have anything, a video, anything like that, share that with us, because that sometimes helps give a little bit more depth.
Sure.
That maybe a paper application doesn't necessarily provide. We'll go through, we'll look at them, we'll narrow it down to maybe about 20 to audition that we think is closest to the theme, but also we want diversity. We're really looking to get that diversity and complexity of ideas.
Okay, diversity of ideas mm-hmm. Or diversity of people?
Everything.
Okay.
Just diversity in general.
In general, okay.
In general,
very
of
good.
Ideas, of thoughts, of values, of everything. And then we'll audition. We'll ask people, come, you got 3 minutes. do it.
So it's your best 3 minutes out of your 18-minute talk in air quotes.
Yes. We make the final selection. We invite people then to be part of our cadre or a cohort. Then the hard work starts.
Okay.
They work with, we have an amazing speaker coach, Rita Paskovich, and they work with her one-on-one from the moment that they know that they're going to be part of the team.
So there's a little bit of personal development that comes along with becoming involved in this as well. You don't necessarily have to come here as a finished product.
Oh no.
But you can get involved if you've got a good idea and feel passionately about it.
Yes.
The event is on Saturday, October 27th at Creighton's Harper Center. And for more information, you're invited to go to TEDxOmaha.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate your time.